Defending the decision. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's team did what it was supposed to do when they found a second batch of classified documents, this time in the president's Delaware home.
We have been transparent here. That is why the minute that his lawyers found those documents, they reported it. They reached out to the archives and the Department of Justice, and they did that voluntarily. And they were not compelled to do it. They did it voluntarily.
Earlier today, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to investigate how the documents got to the home. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy questioned why this situation is being handled differently from the documents recovered at former President Trump's Florida home. A trial underway for another group of people accused of taking part in the January 6th riot.
Jury selection for the seditious conspiracy trial of five Proud Boys members, including former leader Enrique Tarrio, took several days. At one point, defense attorneys voiced concern that too many potential jurors were biased against the group, associating them with white nationalism. Federal prosecutors in D.C. said they assembled a fighting force to stop the transfer of power to President Biden. But Tarrio wasn't at the Capitol that day. He'd been arrested days earlier for vandalizing a Black Lives Matter banner at a black church. Court documents reveal prosecutors will argue the group had communicated on January 3rd about, quote, storming the Capitol. Attorneys for the group members said there was never a plan to go into the Capitol building.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Priscilla Presley, widow of Elvis, is asking for prayers for her daughter, Lisa Marie, after the 54-year-old collapsed at her home after reportedly suffering cardiac arrest and is now hospitalized. Lisa Marie Presley attended the Golden Globe Awards Tuesday night, posing with her mother and actor Austin Butler, who won a statue for portraying Elvis. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Oklahoma carries out the state's first execution this year.
62-year-old convicted murderer Scott Eisenberg was pronounced dead at 10:15 local time after a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAlester. For the killings of an elderly couple and a string of other crimes, including carjacking and kidnapping 2 decades ago, before he was caught in Texas. At a clemency hearing last month, Eisenberg accepted responsibility for his crimes and apologized to his victims. His execution, the 8th in Oklahoma since the state resumed the death penalty in 2021. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Nebraska's newly sworn-in governor has appointed fellow Republican Pete Ricketts to fill the Senate seat vacated by Ben Sasse, who left his post to take a job as president of the University of Florida. Pete Ricketts said that he would fight for conservative values, a strong national defense, and work to hold leaders in Washington accountable for waste and fraud, adding he's humbled and grateful. The NFL announces which city will host the AFC Championship.
The NFL decided that if the AFC Championship game has to get played at a neutral site, it'll be in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the home of the Falcons. The only scenario that would see this play out would be if the Kansas City Chiefs are to meet the Buffalo Bills to decide which AFC team would go to the Super Bowl. Normally, such a matchup between these two teams would get played at the home stadium of the team that finished with a better record, in this case, Kansas City. But because the Bills played one fewer game as a result of their Week 17 contest in Cincinnati canceled after Buffalo safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest, the NFL made this concession for a potential neutral site game.
Fox's Jared Max. Wall Street stocks closed higher after the positive inflation report was issued. The Dow plus 216, the NASDAQ gained 69, the S&P adds 13 points. I'm Lisa Silasera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.